From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump has canceled his planned meeting with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
At the White House, Trump said, "I believe this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and indeed a setback for the world." Surprisingly, North Korea's reaction has been both subdued and conciliatory. In a statement, it said, "We had set in high regards President Trump's efforts to create a historic U.S.-North Korea summit. We tell the United States once more that we are open to resolving problems at any time, in any way." Republican and Democratic leaders have been given classified briefings on the investigation into Russia's involvement in the 2016 presidential campaign. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Two highly unusual briefings for Democratic and Republican lawmakers were held on Capitol Hill to address President Donald Trump's allegations that his campaign was illegally spied on by the FBI. The second meeting came about after Democrats complained that the initial briefing was only offered to two Republican House members, Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes and Oversight and Government Reform Chairman Trey Gowdy. After the second briefing, Representative Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, told reporters,
"Nothing we heard today has changed our view."
What the lawmakers were told was not divulged. Mike Gracia, Washington.
China and Japan are reacting negatively to the news that President Trump is considering placing new tariffs of as much as 25% on imported automobiles. China said Thursday abusing national security clauses undermines the multilateral trade system. This is VOA News.